In this episode, I walk you through the best ways to pay your supplier and how to go about it.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey, hey, everybody. What is cracking? Welcome to episode number 44 of the Private Labeler Show, where we're helping 1,000 amazing entrepreneurs such as yourself start an online business in 2016. How the heck are you? How's your day going? I want to thank you for joining. I appreciate each and every one of you more than you know. So thanks for showing up today for the podcast. And I'm pretty pumped. Hopefully you're pumped as well. But I'm pumped for a couple of different reasons. A friend of mine who I travel around the country with at least once a year, we actually just booked a trip to Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're actually going to be going there in a few weeks to go see some baseball. So but once a year, we like to hit up a new city, check out new baseball or just baseball parks in general, and trying to catch them all. So I'm going to knock another one off the list here. So I'm pretty excited about that. And the beauty of everything, while I'm traveling there, it's going to be a road trip. We're actually going to drive there. I'll be making money through Amazon and other sources, but passive income is awesome. So while we're driving and while we're watching baseball, I'm still getting paid. So that's the beauty of having an Amazon business, because that money's always coming in because Amazon is always open. So I'm pretty excited about that. Heading out to Minnesota. Actually, too, there's something we're going to do there along the way. I heard you can actually drive tanks somewhere in Minnesota. Like, there's this place that has a whole bunch of old tanks, and you can drive tanks and like crush cars and drive through houses and all kinds of crazy stuff. So I don't know if anybody lives in the Minnesota area or has done that, but that's definitely on the agenda. So I'm gonna explore my inner Arnold Schwarzenegger on that trip as well, and hopefully drive some tanks around, have a little fun with that. So if I do that, I'll absolutely share my experience with you guys on a future podcast episode. So yes, indeedy. All right. So today, guys, we're talking about paying your suppliers and the best way to kind of go about that. So a lot of you guys listening to this, maybe you haven't gotten to that step yet and you're kind of nervous. You're nervous about that whole process of sending money to somebody you don't really know, which is totally understandable. So we're going to get to all that in just a second here. But before I do that, I have a new iTunes review that just came down that I wanted to share with everybody. So I'm going to do that right now here. And this iTunes review comes from Mark the Closer. He says, "I learned something from every single one of Nick's podcasts. Nick has a way of explaining things that sinks in. These podcasts are a must listen to every Amazon FBA seller." So thanks a lot, Mark. I really appreciate those kind words. Awesome of you to take a few moments of your day and leave that review and comment on iTunes. So thank you so much. And anybody else that's listening, if you have not yet left an iTunes review and you do have access to iTunes, if you could please do that, I would greatly appreciate it. And I would love to read your review and comment on a future episode. So you can do that by going to privatelabelershow.com/iTunes. iTunes is just one word. Or if you just log into iTunes and go into the search, type in something like Private Label Show or something along those lines, and you should find the podcast up there. So again, if you could just take a few minutes out of your busy day to do that, I would greatly appreciate it. And I'd love to, like I said, be able to read your review on a future podcast episode. Also, real quick, I wanted to update you guys on something. So if you're a member of the Facebook group, you'll know, like, I think it was about a week ago, I put a little survey out there where people can vote on a split test that I was kind of running and allowing them to pick what they thought was going to be the winning price for this split test that I'm running on a product. So I plan on updating you guys on the results of that in the very, very near future, maybe the next episode or the episode after that. The split test is kind of concluding. I, in my mind, know pretty much what price point is going to win. So I plan on sharing that with you guys real soon. If you still want to vote, if you haven't voted yet, please make sure you go to the Facebook group and do that. I think last I checked, it was almost tied from what you guys picked. It was like a 50-50 split. So if you're not a member of the Facebook group, make sure you go to privatelabelershow.com/FB and get joined up and make sure you vote on that poll that I put out there in the Facebook group. All right, it is showtime, everybody. Let's get going here. So we're talking about how to pay your supplier or your factory. Like, what's the best way of doing that? How do you actually go about sending the money? Kind of what are the steps, the processes? What do you need to know? Reason why I'm covering this is because I know that for a lot of you guys listening, if you haven't even ordered samples yet, or if you haven't placed an order yet, there's a lot going on in your mind right now. And one of those things that can make everything that much more nerve-wracking is sending money to somebody that you don't know, that you don't really have any trust in, that you've only exchanged messages with through Skype more than likely. And again, you don't have a relationship, and you're sending your hard-earned dollars overseas, a world away, to China more than likely. And you know, it can be kind of, again, a nerve-wracking experience that we all go through. I remember when I first ordered my first sample a long time ago, it was like $60. And I was working with this supplier and everything seemed okay. But then again, it came time for me to give them $60. And I remember just being nervous about the process, right? And I had all these thoughts going through my mind of what if they just take my money and run or whatever it may be. And I know a lot of sellers, you kind of hit that point early on when you're first starting out of, oh, what if I get screwed out of, you know, money? And it certainly is normal to experience those thoughts. Trust me, it's okay. More than likely, you're not going to have any issues. But here's kind of the process. Let's say you're at the point of ordering samples, and your supplier or your factory in Alibaba says, hey, that'll be $100 or that'll be $50, whatever the price is. How do you actually go about sending them the money? Or like, what are the best ways? Well, the number one way and the main way for, I'd say, 99% of people and suppliers and factories and Alibaba is just to use PayPal, okay? So more than likely, you already have a PayPal account. If not, get one started. That's just an easy way to send small amounts of money to your supplier for things like samples, okay? That's what it's ideal for. So PayPal, easy, simple to use. They'll give you their email address or whatever their PayPal email address is. You just pop it in there, shoot the money over to them, and they'll usually get it, I don't know, it doesn't go instantly. It takes a little while for them to get it, but they'll get it and everything will be good. And PayPal does offer you some protections to a certain degree. Obviously, you'd have to read their terms and all that kind of stuff to see that stuff might update and might change depending upon your dollar amounts. But small dollar amounts for samples, PayPal is your go-to. Now, the other option, if your supplier, for whatever reason, doesn't accept PayPal, which there are some out there, what you're going to have to do then is use Western Union, okay? So Western Union, you can use their website, or actually, I don't know if you could send Western Union internationally through the website. I'd have to look at that. But if not, you can go into a local Western Union, just Google it. You probably find a million of them in your town. They're everywhere. I think they're in Walmarts. They're all over the place. So just go into your local Western Union, and from your supplier, you'll get their Western Union information as far as who to send it to, and you're just simply going to send them the money through Western Union. And there's going to be fees on this, just as like there is with PayPal too. So with both, there's going to be transactional fees, and it's going to vary, okay? So obviously, just make sure you know what the fees are ahead of time. I think Western Union, it's like $15 or something like that. PayPal, again, it's going to be varied depending on how much you're sending and where it's going, I believe. So just make sure you're aware of the fees for both of them. So don't be surprised. Just factor that in. Fees for both. All right, so that's paying for your samples in a nutshell. Real simple and easy to do. Don't stress about it. Use PayPal if you can. Call it a day. Move on. So let's fast forward a little bit. Let's actually talk about how do you actually pay for the real order, the actual order. So let's say you decided you want to order 1,000 units of grill brushes or widgets or whatever, and it's showtime. It's time to show them the money. Okay, this is where things, you know, can get a little nerve-wracking if you're dealing with maybe thousands of dollars, again, sending a bunch of money to people you don't really know. But I'm going to walk you through kind of the process and what you need to know. So first things first, let's just assume that you found this factory or supplier on Alibaba, okay, on Alibaba.com. Or maybe it was Global Sources, but let's just stick to Alibaba here. And Alibaba, as you may or may not know, they have a really cool program called Trade Assurance that gives you some protections as a buyer or user of Alibaba's system. So hopefully your supplier, your factory, allows trade assurance and that you're actually using it. Because again, you want to have some of those built-in protections in there for your confidence. Okay. So what happens is you at some point have to negotiate payment terms with your supplier. Okay. The majority of suppliers are going to kind of just have a default of 30% down payment, and the rest of the 70% would be payment upon completion of the order. So 30-70 is very typical. Maybe it's 50-50. It all is going to vary. Again, you negotiate that with your supplier. So let's say you've done that. Then at a certain point, your supplier is going to send you a pro forma invoice. And it's like a little spreadsheet, and essentially it's just got all the information about your order on there, okay? So you're going to want to make sure once they send that to you that you look it over, you validate everything, you make sure everything is good. Don't just trust that whatever they send you on this invoice for the order is perfect. Certainly, you know, they're human and they can make mistakes as well. So you want to make sure you read it, understand it, so you know what you're getting yourself into. Make sure your pricing is correct. And again, raise any concerns to them, and they could revise or update that pro forma invoice. So once they send that to you and you say, okay, everything is good, what's going to happen then is, depending upon your contact, but you can just say, okay, everything is good, and just ask them to load the order then. That's usually what I tell them, to say, hey, can you load this into Alibaba then? And that way I can pay you. So they'll load it into Alibaba, and then usually they'll send you a link to the order, okay, that they created in Alibaba. And again, just verify the information, make sure everything is good. And then you're going to have to send them the down payment, okay, for the order. And maybe it's a couple thousand dollars. Who knows? It all is going to vary. Maybe it's, you know, $1,000, $2,000. But what you're going to do is, once you log in and find the order, is you're going to be confronted with some options here. You're going to have some options in front of you of how you can actually send them the money. And I'm going to walk you through those. So the first one would be a TT or wire transfer. Second one would be credit card. Third one would be e-checking, which is new that they recently put out on their systems there. Or fourth, this isn't an option that's loaded, but you technically in theory could pay through PayPal for this, okay, which we'll talk about. All right, so one of the most common and preferred ways to pay your supplier is through a wire transfer or TT, okay? Now, sounds a lot scarier than it really is. If you've never sent a wire transfer before, you're like, wow, this sounds crazy or complicated. It's really not. Here's a couple things that you need to know. So in Alibaba, if you elect to pay or send the money through TT or wire transfer, Alibaba is going to tell you on the screen where you need to actually have the money wired to, okay? It'll give you your factory's like account information and the address, all that stuff. It'll show you on the screen. It'll say, hey, send the wire transfer to this exact account or whatever it might be. All you're going to do is you're going to either just print that out or copy that or write it down or whatever. And you're going to go down to, here's one of the options. You can go down to your local bank with that sheet of paper with that account information on it. And you could say, hey, I need to send an international wire transfer and let them handle it. And just give them the sheet of paper with the information on it and let them do their job. Okay, simple enough. Just be aware that sending international wire transfers isn't cheap all the time. One of the banks that I used to go through, it was costing me about $60 a pop. So that can add up. So just be aware that, you know, you should ask your bank what the fees are for international wire transfers. Just so you at least know. Now, just be aware that once you have your bank send that information or send the wire transfer, they're gonna get the money fairly quick. Okay, it'll actually hit their account fairly quick. Now, just things to be aware of: your bank is gonna ask you what currency you want to send the money in, so you can choose that. And a lot of factories by default will just say U.S. dollar is fine. But again, they may request, or you might want to ask them, like, hey, what currency do you want the money in? Okay, like I said, most would just be US dollar and call it a day, but your bank is going to ask you that. All right, so simple enough with that. But here's another option on sending wire transfers. Instead of going down to the local bank, you can, in a lot of cases, send them directly from your online bank account. Okay, so not every bank will offer this as an option. A lot of them will just maybe do domestic wire transfers and not international. So just kind of look into that. Maybe your bank offers that option. Maybe it doesn't. My bank, my older bank, did not offer that option to send international wire transfers online through my computer. So what I chose to do is get a new bank. So I got a new bank that I think I'm paying half of what I was paying before, and I can send the wire transfers direct from my computer, and I don't need to, to drive to the local bank or whatever. So it saves me time. So just looking at that as well, fees are going to vary per bank, and not every bank will allow international wire transfers. So in fact, a lot of them don't. I don't know why, only select ones do. So those are your options. So you're going to send the money through that wire transfer right there, and you want to make sure you send it directly to the account that Alibaba tells you to send it to, because if you actually go into Alibaba, it'll tell you, it'll say this specific message. It'll say, by choosing to pay by TT, you will only be covered by trade assurance if you make the payment to the supplier's designated Citibank account with that information that they list, okay? So you want to make sure you're paying into that account, because on occasion, your supplier or factories will might request and say, hey, can you actually pay it to this other bank account that they have for whatever reason, okay? They might ask you to do that. So just be aware that Alibaba is saying, hey, if you want to have protection, it needs to go to that account, okay, that designated account. So make sure you are sending it to the designated account to protect yourself, okay? Now, that's essentially wire transfers in a nutshell. Pretty simple to do. Again, preferred by a lot of sellers and people buying from factories over in China. Now, the other option that you're presented with is credit card, okay? So if you go into Alibaba, you'll see that listed as an option, credit card, and just be aware there is a 2.8% transaction fee, okay, if you want to use your credit card. So I have used the credit card option a bunch of times, and again, you have to weigh it and see what the fees are going to be based on the order size or the dollar amount, and you can kind of go from there. I'm like, what's beneficial for you? Now, the cool reason why a lot of people like to use the credit card is that you can rack up a ton of rewards if you have some of those special rewards credit cards. Like, I like to use a lot of rewards credit cards for traveling and things like that. So for a while, I was racking up, you know, a lot of points that way. So it can be beneficial that way. But again, that 2.8% transaction fee can kind of suck depending. So weigh it, whatever is most beneficial for you. Just be aware when you're trying to send large dollar amounts through the credit card over through Alibaba, it's going to get flagged by the fraud department on your credit card. So just be aware that you're probably going to have to give them a phone call and let them know it's okay. It's just the filters for loss prevention, for the fraud, you know, checks and stuff like that. Because again, it'll get picked up almost guaranteed. So just be aware of that. And that's totally normal that's going to happen to your credit card. So credit card, simple enough. Shouldn't really have to explain much on there. But the third option is the e-checking, which is relatively new, okay? So this came down some months back, and I've been using it pretty much as my preferred payment option or payment method of choice as of recent, because the transaction fees are only $15, okay, which is awesome. So that saves me a lot of money that way, because it's only a $15 fee, whereas I was spending up to $60 per transaction fee through wire transfers from my old bank. So think about that. That's a huge difference there. So you can simply link up a checking account. I think it has to be a business checking account, if I'm not mistaken. So you can link up a checking account with Alibaba, and the money just gets pulled right out of your checking and sent over. So that is a really cool way to save a bunch of money, and I would advise you to strongly consider it, because it's so easy and very, very efficient. So check that out. So a fourth method would be to use PayPal to send money to your factory or supplier for your order. Now, I've never done this. I've only used PayPal just for samples. So I do know of people that will on occasion use this route or method. And you just want to make sure, because I'm not speaking from experience here in doing this, but you want to make sure that whatever dollar amount that you're sending, let's say you're sending thousands of dollars, right? You want to make sure that PayPal is going to allow that, because they might have some new rules in place or some filters in place where they're not going to like it or allow you to send, you know, large amounts of money for their own protections. So just make sure that they're going to allow that. Maybe visit their website, look at their terms of service, maybe give them a call, let them know what you're trying to do, and just say, hey, I want to send X amount of dollars, you know, overseas here. Is there going to be any issues with this? Most people seem to not have any issues, but again, just make sure, because I know PayPal can get kind of weird about things. They do have some protections in place, and PayPal does have protections for your money and things like that. But again, when you're sending large amounts of money like that, you want to make sure that you fully understand their terms and what they're going to cover you for to protect your money and yourself when you're sending it in case anything happens. So just make sure that you're up to speed on all the current rules. And like I said, just give them a call to say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. Am I protected? Is there going to be any issues with it? How does the process work if you try to get your money back if something does go south? So PayPal is an option. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it, though. I just think there's easier options paying right through Alibaba, through the e-checking or the wire transfer. You can set yourself up for the trade assurance protection. So that's kind of what I would recommend. All right, so those are just a handful of ways to get your supplier paid when you're dealing with the Alibaba system there. And obviously the PayPal one outside of Alibaba system. But here's another scenario that you might come across that it's actually I've come across a few times. So recently I was working with a supplier, and I think I might have mentioned this on some of the earlier podcast episodes, but sometimes when you're dealing with a supplier, even though they tell you on their page that they offer trade assurance, when it comes to time to actually pay them, they might tell you, nope, you can't use trade assurance, and we want you to pay us through a wire transfer completely outside of Alibaba system. They won't even let you do anything with Alibaba. Like they want just a straight wire transfer. And it can be kind of nerve-wracking. So they'll throw it out at you, and you're just going to be like, well, what the hell? Like, it says you offer trade assurance. Why won't you let me use trade assurance and through Alibaba to pay them? For whatever reason, they just won't let you do it. So what do you do then? Well, you could elect to not do business with that supplier anymore, just because you might feel, well, that's kind of a shady business practice there. Or you could say, you know what? I have some good confidence in this supplier up to this point. I feel things are good. And yes, I will still send them a wire transfer to their bank. But again, Alibaba won't have any record of that. It's pretty much just happening completely outside of their ball or their world. And people do that all the time. It's not really that big of a deal. I've done it a bunch of times now. And if you want to protect yourself, you could always send your money and put it in an escrow to protect your payment and things like that. But just be aware, you don't always have to use Alibaba's system to pay. You can elect to send money outside of it. But obviously, it's nice to have a record within Alibaba's system there in case anything does happen. But it's kind of your call, your gut check. And actually, recently, even though I've been sending this supplier money outside of Alibaba's system just through a straight wire transfer, I recently placed an order with them, and I asked them again, hey, can I use trade assurance this time? It would be really great if you let me pay, you know, through using that protection there. And they kind of fired back. They said no. They said, as the orders get larger, though, as I'm spending more money with them, and as we have the relationship and the trust built up, then they'll let me use it. So they're kind of, I don't know, they're just giving me some options there. They're saying, hey, just spend more money with us and it'll be worth their time to let them use, or let me use the trade assurance through their system. So whatever it is, I don't know. It does happen that way. So don't be surprised if you run across that, because I've run across actually a handful of factories that advertise and won't let you use it. So just thought I would mention that. And another thing too, this should just kind of go without saying, but since we're talking about paying and protecting yourself, always make sure you're getting that inspection when you're dealing with your supplier there. That way you do have that protection there. So if you pay the 30% down and you obviously are going to pay the 70% upon completion of the order, don't pay that 70% if the order's all messed up and, you know, the inspection went bad. So you want to make sure you have that system in place where you get the inspection, so you know that when you send over that 70%, everything is good to go. That way you're protecting yourself on, you know, multiple different levels there. So that way you can have the peace of mind there. So that kind of goes without saying, but again, I just thought I would mention all that. All right, everybody, that about does it. Going to put a bow on this episode and put this one in the books. But if you guys have any questions on this episode or any of the episodes in general, you can simply leave me a voicemail question now. So simply go to privatelabelershow.com/ask, A-S-K, and you're going to get to a page there where you can record and leave me a voicemail question, okay? So try to keep the voicemail to about 90 seconds or less. Please speak clearly and ask me your question there. And what I'll do then is I'll review it, and I'll probably just put your question then on a future podcast episode and answer it there. So kind of a cool, unique feature that I installed on my blog. So again, check it out at privatelabelershow.com/ask. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.